Hello and welcome to the Light Show. My name is Daniela Breen and I am so glad to be welcoming you here on this wonderful and auspicious show, the final show for 2020. Can you believe it? What a year. Oh my goodness, and how beautiful to be standing side by side with you, shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand, each of us holding our beautiful and unique light together for all of humanity as we leave this year behind and step into the next year, 2021, with lights strong for ourselves and for humanity. Whew! That is perfect to me. Just to remind you, or if you're new to the show, to inform you, the Light Show is core and entirely about holding the light. It is to gather together increasing numbers of light holders around the world. Each of us holding our light, standing together and developing and deepening that strength of light holding for ourselves, for each other, for humanity, for the world, for Earth, for nature, for the Fae, for the universe, for all that is light, and all that can be light. I hold. Every time you stand together, holding light, you become stronger in your own light, and standing side by side with each other, each individual holding light, impacts wonderfully each other, everyone else that is standing in that presence. In other words, how you hold your light, your relationship with your light, is different to the next person beside you or to that person over there. So when you stand together holding light, how you hold light in your form is shared with everyone else. How each person holds light in their form is shared with everyone else. And so that widens, deepens, and strengthens every individual present. And what is great is that gathering develops strength of holding light for all of humanity, so that there is this increasing strength of holding your own light in humanity, throughout humanity, so that all of humanity becomes stronger in holding their own light, more conscious and more attracted to holding their own light, it is still always free will. But the availability deepens and widens for every individual. God, I love that. I really do. Whew. Now, we are, as you each know, in a time of transition. We are returning home after an extraordinary journey off path, away from home. We are, for humanity, returning home. And so it is quite a rocky, tumultuous journey in a lot of ways. Also a wonderful one. However, the increasing strength and depth of light and consciousness of light makes things better, easier, accelerates the journey gently, provides much greater stability and support for everyone. Remember that light is God's choice. Light is the definition of God, that God generated in order to bring these universes about. And this, our beautiful free will universe, is light-based. And light is goodness, decency, freedom, strength, belonging, wellness, gentleness, kindness, and wondrousness. It is beautiful, but it is also incredibly strong. The deeper we go in light, the stronger and freer we are. So, for you, you may be experienced in holding light. You may be a master in holding light. Or you may be completely new to the concept. You may be someone who loves God, but has no clue about light or holding light. You could be anywhere in between. It doesn't matter. You are each welcome here. And I invite you to stay. Throughout each show, I talk to you about light as we stand together holding light. I talk to you about how to do it. I share processes, guided processes that are available to deepen your presence with your own light. I talk to you about different aspects of light, what light is, what your light is versus other light and the relationships with that, a whole host of information designed to deepen and strengthen your relationship and your experience and skill and muscle in holding light. The most important thing is that you are here. Regardless of what you know or don't know, that you are here, present, and interested means that to some degree or another, you are holding light already. So even if you don't know what it means to hold light, don't understand the term, even if that's the case for you, the fact that you are here, that you are interested, that you are holding yourself present, means that you are holding light. So congratulations and welcome. Let's talk about 2020 for a moment. It's been a rough time for many. Not for everyone, but for many. Destabilization of the condition of the world even further. With all of the things going on in the world, and this year with political explosions, shall we say, political drama, and COVID-19, whatever your beliefs about the virus and its existence, or what it means, or how it's generated, and so on. It has changed conditions a lot. And there are so many more activities or conditions that have changed. And that's to be expected in this time. We are in the time of transition. And that means there's all kinds of stuff blowing up and becoming dramatic and weird storylines and things that don't make sense and things that you could never have imagined occurring, and interpretations on different conditions that appear to be tearing humanity apart. Do not be concerned. This is the time of transition. All of the stuff blows up because it's rising up to be cleared. And in my day-to-day work, my work with clients and groups and my training work and so on, I go deep into that work. I go deep into that consciousness, deep into the clearing work, the healing work. But the light show is about putting that aside and holding the light, building your strength with your light. And the reason for that is because the stronger you are in holding your light, the more stable you are, the more stable humanity becomes, and the more you are present as light in dealing with everything that is occurring through this tumultuous journey. And remember, the journey is, there's an outcome, and that is that we're coming home. The human race, and therefore the world, is coming home, and the world will be restored to peace because of that. Whew. What I do want to talk about is the difference between your specific light and other light that you align with. Your light is the light of your soul. the light of your soul, is developed as you are preparing to come into the world. Your soul and your form is developed as you join the world. So we are talking about preconception, conception, the time in the womb, and then the coming into being birthed into the world, and for a while after that. That process is a complex, deep process that is put together very thoughtfully based on the individual that you are and that you're coming into the world to be, your path, your journey, your design. So your unique soul type, your unique soul purpose, your unique opportunities and combination of opportunities and being and the time that you're born into the world. All of that determines and influences the light of your soul, the light that is flowing through your soul, the sacred truth of you, the infinite light that is God flowing in through you. And so, and that is different, very different light, unique to you, to very different light to anybody else's light, and very different light again to earth light, nature's light, sun's light, moon's light, the phase light. Reiki light, the many different lights that are anchored into the world and into humanity for the use of humanity. Your unique light is the most important light that you can develop your strength with, your presence with. The stronger you are in holding that, in your presence with that, in your time with that, your operation, your living life, you're expressing yourself with that light, the stronger you are with holding that in your form for yourself, for humanity, the better your relationship with any other light that you choose to align with, work with, interact with. It is the meeting of and the interaction of your light with that light that takes you ever deeper into the consciousness of it. So the stronger you are in your light, the stronger your relationship can be with other light. Do you feel it? It's beautiful and it's strong and it's the truth. There is some truth that is temporary or conditional. There is some truth that is absolute. What I'm talking about now is absolute. The light of your soul and your relationship with it determines your relationship with everything else. Deepens, strengthens, develops, expands your relationship with everything else. Heals your relationship with everything else. My God. So, how do you deepen and strengthen your relationship with your light? Your light comes through your soul. There is no other way for a person's light to come to them. If you didn't have your soul in current design, if you didn't have your soul, you would not have your light and you would not be able to align with other light. You would only be able to feed off it, but not to align with it. That's a very different and terrible condition. So, how do you align with the light of your soul? Most commonly and most readily and most beneficial is through your heart. Now, the reason your heart is the best way to align with your light and to bring your light through into your form, into your life, into your daily practice, and here, standing together, holding strong, is because your heart is the unifier of your whole entire form. It exists on all levels, through all aspects and conditions of your form. And that means that wherever you go, your heart is present. For that reason, the more you align with the sacred light of you through your soul light, through your heart, the more you are able to do so through every condition that you are in, through every way, through every path, through every thought, through every aspect of your being, aspect of who you are, your design, your friendships, your all of your light presence. You connect to your light and you flow increasingly with light. So in every show, I take you through at least one process of alignment with the sacred truth of you, your light. And that's what I'm going to do now. Deep in your heart, is the most beautiful spinning ball of light. This light spins so smoothly, so perfectly, that you can barely tell that it is moving at all. But it is. In the center of the ball is the most wondrous star of light. This star of light is the ultimate sacred truth of you. It is your light coming in from your great and wondrous soul. Looks and feels like a star, and also it bubbles in through your heart. Like liquid light and smooth and beautiful, warm and strong. And unifying you are holding presence with your heart. Understand that your heart holds presence throughout all that you are. And as this is so, so the light of your soul is being carried through all that you are right now. There are many, many portals, chakras, pathways, doorways, conditions, designs, frameworks included in your form, your earthship. You don't need to know them, for the light of your heart to reach them and be present with them and carry your light through them. It is currently flowing right throughout all that you are and all that you have. Expand your awareness into the consciousness of that condition. Feel it. Now you stand side by side together with me and all of the others participating in this call, listening to this call around the world, throughout humanity. We stand together. In the full strength of you holding this condition of your light with your heart present through your form in its own unique mandala design, like a snowflake, beautiful, original, sacred design. Take my hand and the person on the other side of you. Feel the strength. Of the many handed, hand-to-hand connections of unique, personal, sacred light. Watch as it lights up. See how the unified structure of light holders each one with their own light generates the most extraordinary and unique mandala designs. Sacred light. Hold. The strength of your own unique light design expresses itself in mandala form. Looking just like the most beautiful and original snowflake. And it will and does change appearance as you deepen, strengthen, expand your presence in your relationship with your light. That's as it should be and as it will be. Because you are the expression of your relationship with that light. The deeper you go, the more it carries through with everything that you do in light. Your creations, your artwork, your healing, all of your light work. And as we gather together and hold strong, each in our own beautiful, unique light, our mandalas blazing, so does the unified force of such extraordinary light generate its own complex mandala of light. See if you can feel it. Experience it. right now. Recognize that you have both your unique mandala and the group mandala of the expressions of holding light, and understand that these sacred forms are not only expressions of the light, but are generating light expressions of sacred light strength, support for humanity, for Earth, for the world, for all beings of light and all conditions. So you are both presenting something unique and also holding and presenting a unified strength for humanity and all that is light, all that can be light, all that can choose light. The holding of light, the holding of your sacred light, is not a new concept. It's been around for a long time, always, for humanity. It is what makes you, you. It is why the soul is so important. It is core and key to the soul design. Other beings, like the fae, like animals, they have different designs that don't include the soul. That may be hard to imagine or believe, but it's true. They certainly have light. Do not misunderstand me. They are absolutely part of God's design and choice. But they don't require a soul for their relationship with light. The human design includes the soul for so many reasons. And so knowing your soul and deepening your relationship with your light is what deepens your strength in all that you can be. It's what deepens your relationship with all of your possibilities of light, of creativity, of wondrousness, of artwork, of healing, of leading, of developing and expanding. You are extraordinary. Extraordinary. What you've come into the world with, into this life with, is an extraordinary, complex mass of information, consciousness. Intentions, tendencies, gifts and skills, and support, how you generate that and deepen that and make your life the expression of more and more of that, which is joyful for your heart, for your beingness, for the extraordinary, beautiful, unique being that you are is by developing and deepening your relationship with your light of your soul and holding in that. You are sacred. So here we stand with this extraordinary and beautiful and unique formation of light that we hold in humanity because we are humanity. And in the holding of this beautiful formation, light formation, we make this condition much more accessible to everyone else. We invite others to join us, to also hold light, to also hold light with us, to gather on the call, to gather in their beingness and hold. And we make that strength a condition for humanity. In other words, it becomes so strong and so consistent that all of humanity not only benefits from it, gains from it, but increasingly relates to it as the way of being. It becomes the how-to for the rest of humanity. My choice. I hold for this condition to strengthen, deepen, and expand. Okay, if you have any questions about the show, this work, the holding of light, please share them with me. Message me in Facebook. I have public pages in Facebook. I have Twitter, a Twitter account. I have my YouTube account, and also you can comment under these shows, under where you listen to these shows. There is a place for commenting on them. Any way you are able to, send me a message, because I'm looking at including questions and answers in the show. If they are relevant to others, or potentially relevant to others participating in this beautiful, strong work, then I would love to hear from you, and I would love to bring those questions up and share the responses to them. As long as they honor the light, I am willing to participate in that. The next light show coming up will happen on the let me see, Pacific time, it will be Monday the 11th of January, 3 p.m. Tassie time, I'm in Tasmania, which is Greenwich Mean Time plus 11. I think I've got that right. It's Tuesday the 12th of January anyway, at 10 a.m. So that will be in about a month's time and in 2021. I do want to mention that in the meantime, I'm going to be holding a new year clearing and alignment process that started last year in earnest. It will be done as a live interactive call, and it will be held Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. on Tuesday the 29th of December, Tassie Time, 10 a.m. Wednesday the 30th of December. Go to my website and you will see the page will be in the menu and details will be there. My website is DaniellaMBreen.com. That is DaniellaMBreen.com, and I have that link in amongst the radio show details, so you can find it and head over if you're interested. It's a strong and powerful light process of clearing away the old gently, not forcefully. It can be quite uncomfortable with these conditions, the way they have been this year. Clearing away the old and setting intentions for this next year, for your growth, for your personal journey, for that which you choose for you. So I would love to hear comments from you. I would love to read comments from you for how you are experiencing the light show. So please add your comments to the individual radio shows. You are also able to go back and listen to prior shows. We've had two prior shows so far, and each one has its own strength, its own core presence. I am looking forward to hearing from you about your experiences with this light work, about your experiences with holding the light. And all of the honor and sacredness that you are. Remember, the next light show will be Monday the 11th of January for America, Tuesday the 12th of January for Australia. And that gives you a range. Everyone's time is different, so that gives you a range of ideas. It's also listed in the episodes, the up-and-coming episodes for this show. And with that, I'm going to leave you here. Remember that the strength of this continues throughout the month. And with every month, it grows, it deepens. Have a beautiful December. And I'll see you in January.